Let's review. Zok the Mishnah, the Elu Mutarin, the following the Dharm are not effective, and the person therefore remains mutter in the item even without Heter Chacham, nullification of a Chacham. For example, if he said, Chulin Sha'oichalach, that which I eat from you shall be Chulin, which is obviously permitted, the Gemara explains, Chulin Memela Nasva. Chulin was only mentioned as part of the following list, which are all mutter, albeit for a different reason. Before we proceed, the Gemara explains that from the double expression in the pasuk Ish Kiyidur Nedu LaHashem, we derive At Sheyidur B'Davar Hanader. When one makes a Nedu through Hatfasa, it is Chal only if he was Matfis B'Davar Hanader. He associated his Isser with an item that is prohibited through a Nedu because Matzil Tfuse. His Isser can attain the Nedu of that item. However, it is not Chal if he was Matfis B'Davar HaAsar. He associated his Isser with an item that is prohibited by the Torah because Lo Yimatzi Litfuse. His Isser cannot attain the Isser Torah of that item. The Mishnah proceeds to give several examples of Matfis B'Davar HaAsar. He said that this Eichel should become Asr Kebasar Chazir, like pig's meat, which is Asr B'Achila, prohibited for eating, or Kavaydis Kechavim, like Avaydis Zar, which is Asr B'Anah, prohibited for all benefits, or Ka'iris Levuvin. These are takruvis avodah zara offerings, which are asa bahanah, and she'en loy bittel, its status of takruvis avodah zara cannot be nullified. Or kenevelis atreifis, like non-kosher meat, which are both asa bachila and tame, or kishkatsim vermasim, like insects and rodents, which are asa bachila and have a tumah chamura, or kechalas aren uktrumasai, like chala and shuma that belongs to a kain, which is asul azarim, prohibited to a Yisrael. Although hafreshasim b'dibur, they are separated through speech, however they are not considered a davar hanader because rachmana rama isura alayu. The Torah initiated the Yisrael azarim. All of the above are mutter. These nadarim are all void and do not require hetel chacham because he was matfis b'davar ha'asr. The Mishnah continues, however, ha'emer le'ishtoi hari'at alay ki'ima. If a person makes a neder by saying that all benefits from his wife shall be prohibited to him as one's mother is forbidden to him, he requires hetel chacham. In explanation of this ruling, the Gemara cites a braiso, which regarding this very case rules, loy amar klum. His words are completely null and void and do not require hetel chacham. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, Loy amar klum midairaisa. The neder is indeed not effective midairaisa because he was matfis b'davar ha'asr. However, b'tzaruch she'ela midrabanan. The neder requires hetel chacham because, as the Ran explains, darkei lesser ishta mitechak pada gazur shlo yikel reish lekach. It's quite common for a person when upset to make a neder against his wife. The chacham were concerned that if we dismiss this neder because he was matfis b'davar ha'asr, he might not make the distinction and assume that the neder is not effective even when he was matfis b'davar hanader. Therefore, the Chacham initiated that this neder always requires hetzer chacham. Rava says, Ha b'tamid chacham. The braisa refers to the neder of a talmud chacham, which does not require hetzer chacham, because there is no concern for shelo yekel roisha b'nedarim. Ha b'ama aretz. The Mishnah refers to the neder of an ama aretz, which does require hetzer chacham, because there is concern for shelo yekel roisha b'nedarim. The Ran in the Mishnah explains that all the earlier examples of matfis b'davar ha'asr listed in the Reish of the Mishnah do not require hetel chacham because ein mitzuyin kol kach. It is not common for a person to make these nedarim. Therefore, legazru ben. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses three statements of shvua. As the Ran explains that here hanoidu means a shvua. In the Reisha, the first case, Hanoide b'tayr lo amar klum. If he says, b'tayr shlo eichalach, I swear by the Sefer Torah that I will not eat from yours, the Shvua is not effective. However, in the Mitziyasa, the middle case, b'masha kasev ba, dvarav kayamin. If he says, by that which is written in the Torah, the Shvua is effective. And in the Sefer, the final case, ba, u'b'masha kasev ba, dvarav kayamin, when he makes a Shvua and states both with the Sefer Torah and its words, the Shvua is effective. The Gemara asks, why does the Braisa need to include the Seifa? If the Shvua is effective in the Mitziyasa, where he only says, B'masha Kazaba, The Shvur is certainly effective in the Sefer where he says both ba ubemashakasaba. The Gemara makes a distinction between the cases of Nakad Labiyade. If he was holding the Sefer Torah when he made the Shvua, there is more reason to say that Daite al Hazkar Shaba. His intentions were for the Shem Hashem that is written in the Sefer Torah. Because when he's holding the Sefer Torah, we interpret b'mashakasaba to mean that which is written in it. Therefore, the Shvua is effective because he was considered a Nishba B'Shem. And the case of Machta al-Ara, if he was not holding the Sefer Torah when he made the Shvua, it was on the ground, there is more reason to say that Daite Agvile, his intentions were merely for the parchment, because when he's not holding the Sefer Torah, we interpret b'mashakasaba to mean that upon which it is written. Therefore, the Shvua is not effective because he was not Nishba B'Shem. Based on this, the Gemara explains, when he said Bat Torah in both cases, whether Machtal Ara or Nakad Labiyadeh, he certainly meant the Gevili. And therefore, Lo Maklum, it's clearly not a valid Shvua. Now, the Gemara offers three ways of understanding the second and third cases. The Mitzias refers to a case of Nakad Labiyadeh. Therefore, b'mashak kasaba dvarv kayamin, because daite ala skar shaba. Because when he's holding the Sefer Torah, we interpret b'mashak kasaba to mean that which is written in it. However, the Sefer refers to a case of machta alara, where only ba u b'mashak kasaba dvarv kayamin, because only then is he daite ala skar shaba. Because ba already refers to the gvili, and b'mashak kasaba refers to the Shem Hashem. However, b'mashak kasaba alone would be loy amaklom because daite agvile, because when he's not holding the Sefer Torah, we interpret b'mashak kasaba to mean that upon which it is written. Ibay sema. All parts of the Brice refer to a case of the machtal ara, and the chiddush of the mitziusa is that even when he only says b'mashak kasaba dvarv kayamin, because daite ala skar shaba, b'mashak kasaba refers to the Shem Hashem even when he is not holding the Sefer Torah. And the Seifa of Ba Obamasha Kazaba was only included to show the Chiddush of Mitzyusa. Iba Isema, all parts of the Braisa refer to a case of the Nakid Lebiyade, and Bamasha Kazaba Dvarv Kayaman because he certainly died to Alas Karshaba. And the Seifa, Ba Obamasha Kazaba Dvarv Kayaman, teaches that Ava Gavdaloy Amar Ela Ba Kemanda Amar Bamasha Kazaba Dami. When he's holding the Sefer Torah, even Ba alone is also Daite al-Haskar Shabbat.